Right, Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Rob, how are you? Sorry about that. I got caught up.
That's all right. Appreciate having you on. Just want to go back and look at last week. Certainly a great 2-0 week for you guys. An exciting 76-74 overtime win over Elon, and then go on the road to beat James Madison 58-57. Just talk about those two victories.
Yeah, no, it was a great weekend for us. You know, I think we're playing better basketball. I feel like our team is continuing to learn and grow together on both ends of the floor. And, you know, a great game, great college basketball game on Thursday night against Elon. I was tied at half, kind of back and forth, a lot of lead changes. We went down four with about a minute to go and made some big plays down the stretch. Ryan Daly stepped up and made a really tough two-point shot to get it to overtime. And it was probably the maybe our best overall team effort this season. I think different guys stepped up and made big plays, big shots in overtime against a really, really good team. They're hard to guard. They're really good offensively. We did a great job guarding the three-point line and kind of limiting them to only 8 three-point makes, and then turned around, went on the road. And for us, you know, we've struggled away from our building. So to be able to get a road win in a tough environment at James Madison, that came down to game situations, and Darian Bryant stepped up and made a big three-point shot with about 5 seconds to go, and we were fortunate to be able to get out of there with a W. So very happy to be 2-0 and this past weekend, and got some momentum coming into a home swing.
That's what I was going to ask you about. How does it sort of speak to the growth of your team to after the year that you've had to be able to win those two close games, and especially to get that that road losing streak off your plate? What did you learn about your team this week?
Well, you know, the one thing I remember is how excited and the energy in the locker room after the win against JMU, and we were up and took some punches, went down, and we were able to battle back. And in these two games, I think it shows growth in our team as far as, you know, dealing with game situations. And it's something that we practice on a weekly basis. We're going to be in those, and we want to be able to execute better than our opponents. And I do think we're clicking into, you know, a different rhythm right now where we are playing our best basketball. And that's what we had talked about at the beginning of the season. I wasn't as focused on wins and losses, but we wanted to be playing our best basketball coming into February, and I feel we're on the right track right now.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Kevin Trissolini with the Delaware Online.
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
Kevin, how are you?
Good. Hey, what would you say are the most important qualities that you guys have maybe had in the last couple games that you didn't have before that are really important to carry over in these big home games you have on Thursday and Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think our communication on both ends of the floor, it's something that we harp on a lot in practice, and our guys kind of being able to talk to each other, be mature about communication. I think that's where our growth as a basketball team has come in. I do think the rhythm of our you know, roster and the guys we're playing now, it's an unselfish group, and they've really bought into doing it on both ends of the floor. You know, I feel like we're in a little better place offensively than where we were at the beginning of the season, and we've gotten back to being very disciplined and you know, tough on the defensive end, and that's something that we work on a daily basis, and I feel when we can dig in and get stops, it obviously helps us on the offensive end, and that's really what has kept us you know, able to be competitive in a really tough league.
Hey, Martin, I know you've only played Drexel once, and mm-hmm. It was up there, and it wasn't a great day for you guys. But
no,
have you been able to pick up yet anything that tells you that there's something special, unique about this rivalry between Delaware and Drexel, or is it still a little bit soon for that?
You know, I'm still trying to figure it out, especially being in the CA for the first time. You know, everybody talks about Drexel as a rival, and being from Philadelphia, my best friend from high school played at Drexel, and I'm very familiar with, you know, the rivalry in Delaware, Drexel, you know, this conference as a whole. I do think when we went up to Drexel, and maybe it was part because being from Philly and there was a decent fan, I thought there was great energy in the building. You know, they had a good crowd. I thought we had a good crowd. You could tell the passionate fan bases that there's been a lot of games in the history of the program that have gone, you know, both ways and been back and forth. And for us to be able to have them in our building, I'm hoping we get a great crowd. We're coming off to a two-game winning streak. And, you know, we've talked to our guys. Again, it's more about us and what we're trying to do than who we're playing. But I know our guys that are on the roster that have played Drexel two times over the past couple of years, they know this is a big, you know, big opportunity for us, and it definitely is one of our you know, more familiar foes.
Thanks, Martin. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Martin, at a time where I would think some coaches are worried about freshmen hitting the wall, Ryan just seems to continue to roll along, the double-double against Elon and then the two big shots. Have you sensed any of that in him at all, and have you tried to do anything to talk to him about that or manage his minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to, you know, I told my assistants, make sure we get him a blow in the first half, but then we're on the road at JMU on Saturday, and he plays 40 minutes. But, you know, we've done a good job, I think, pacing him through the season, especially from a week-to-week standpoint. We take Sundays off. Monday's kind of more of a skill day. We get a good lift in, and then we have 2 days of practice. And you're not really going that long. We're not going over an hour and a half. But, you know, make sure he's getting in to see our trainers and do his rehab and make sure he's fresh on Thursday night. But, you know, love where he is. I still think he's a work in progress, and he's developing as a basketball player. You know, the early part of the season, we were playing him off the ball, and now he's initiating our offense for us a little bit. And he and Darian Bryant are continuing to learn how to play together, and that's what I love about the group that's starting. Ryan Daly, Darian Bryant, and Anthony Mosley, you got three ball-handling guards out there that can look to attack and make decisions, and those guys have done a really good job learning how to play together, and I think that's a testament to them, it's a testament to our group, and that's really helped us be playing our best basketball at the right time.
Talk a little bit about Darian. I know he was battling some injuries early in the year, but really has seemed to hit his stride lately. And how big was that shot for him to hit a game winner? And how well is he playing for you?
Well, he's playing really well, and I think, you know, with his success and what he's been able to do, that's only been uplifting to the rest of the group. You know, I look at him as a freshman. You know, he's a kid that went to George Washington as a freshman, didn't play a whole lot, then he transferred to Delaware last year. So this is really his first go-around, and I look at him, Ryan Daly, Jacob Cushing, and Eric Carter in the same boat. You know, he's going to have some ups and downs, and I think that's, you've seen that through the course of the season, but he's a confident kid right now. I think having him in the starting lineup, he's playing a lot of minutes, major minutes. He knows that when he makes a mistake, he's not going to come out of the game, and you're going to allow him to kind of play through some of those mistakes. But, you know, his ability to defend, there's a toughness. He's been able to step up and make big shots. I love where he's coming and developing, and he's got a very bright future in our program.
You touched on with Kevin that the first matchup with Drexel didn't certainly go the way that you would like. As you've kind of gone back and looked at that game, what changes are you going to have to make, and what are some of the challenges that they present to you?
Yeah, I mean, we have to be better defensively. I mean, Zach's done a great job with that group. You know, they play fast, they play up tempo. Guys got the green light; they can score the basketball. You know, we have to be more disciplined on both ends of the floor and get back in transition. Again, they like to play fast. We have to do a better job of controlling their front line. You know, they were kind of able to do whatever they wanted with us on both ends of the floor and, you know, establishing Williams inside and, you know, controlling the defensive backboard were keys for them. But, you know, we had it was a one-point game with 3 minutes to go, and then, you know, kind of wheels fell off heading into halftime, and we could never dig ourselves out of that hole. But we just got to be ready to compete, and got to be ready to compete and get a good 2 days of practice and maybe tweak a couple things on both ends of the floor to be ready to play against a Drexel team that's playing really well. You know, they're playing really well. I know they've lost maybe 5 out of 6, but they've been extremely competitive, so we got to be ready to go, and we're going to have our hands full.
All right, Martin, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Take care.
All right, thank you. All right, you too.